Big Tits Sex Therapist Gets a Warm Reception, Part 2. Written by Charlie the Wanking Wanker, voiced by Kingswoman. Her client Charlie has had to go to hospital with a severe case of wanker's cramp and has cancelled his appointment. Will poor Lucy Alltits be left to her own devices this afternoon after all? I head out of my office to go to the ladies' toilet to freshen myself up. I go over to the sinks to wash my hands. Before I turn the tap on, I hear low, soft moans coming from a locked cubicle. I quietly sneak into the cubicle next to the locked cubicle. Soft moans of, oh yeah, fuck, yeah, oh shit, fuck, oh fuck. Is this my receptionist, Janet? I think to myself in astonishment. It must be. Janet and I are the only ones left in the practice. This explains why she goes to the ladies' toilets so often. My receptionist is a secret cunt-rubbing wanker. I find it hard not to giggle, having found out that Janet is a dirty little finger-fucking slut. I suppose I can't blame the poor cow. She has a constant stream of spunking men pouring past her desk all day and doesn't have the opportunity to relieve her feelings by getting properly to grips with their fucking huge hard knobs. I mean the huge hard problems those dickheads have with their huge hard knobs, including the heads of their dicks. I mean, anyway, I only feel a gentle pity for her predicament. I myself, of course, am practically frigid. I only indulge in sexual activity for the sake of my clients. But being a trained sex therapist, I realise that other women unfortunately have dirty fucking urges and needs which they are not able to control in a ladylike manner. Well, to tell you the truth, as I listen to Janet's increasingly louder moans and groans, I can feel a warm dampness in my panties. I put my hand up my skirt, as I am already picturing Janet and her big boobs and fantastic arse crouched in the toilet next door. I'm not surprised to find my panties are sodden. I pull the gusset of my knickers to one side and run my finger over my clit, then down to my sloppy fuckhole and stick two fingers up myself. Now I'm biting my lip, not to make noise myself. Janet is starting to swear like a fucking trooper. Fuck yeah! Oh fuck me yeah! Holy fucking shit! This feels good! Janet screams. I can hear the squelching of her fingers rubbing around her dripping wet cunt. It's clear that my receptionist is close to orgasm. I reluctantly take my fingers from my pussy, straighten my tight skirt, and sneak out of the cubicle. I don't want Janet to find me in there when she comes out of the cubicle. I quietly go out of the toilet and head back to my office, my panties still wet and my twat very excited. This is just professional enthusiasm, you understand. I'm so excited to realise that the receptionist to my practice treating wankers is herself a fucking wanker. I am not a judgmental person, so I decide not to take Janet to task over my desk for her improper wanking off in the ladies' toilets. It can't be easy working with a load of fucking wankers with big wangers. I reflect with regret that if only Janet were into cunt, not cock, I might be able to lend a hand with her problem. In a purely professional capacity, of course. I go into my office and sit down at my desk. I compose myself, waving a file full of pictures of a client's cock to fan my face and trying to calm down. I glance at the client's cock. Interesting bend in it. I put it aside for a more careful perusal later, get some paperwork out, and start to read up on case notes. After a few minutes, Janet comes in with some files and heads over to the filing cabinet. I look over my sexy dark-rimmed glasses at the panty show that I'm about to get. Janet bends over and her skirt rises over the perfect mounds of her arse. Her panties pull tight over her slit. Jesus Christ! Her panties are soaked and she has cunt juice running down the inside of her thighs, I think to myself in disbelief. Janet must have had a huge fucking G-spot orgasm in the ladies' toilets. What an achievement on a solo flight. That woman must have fingers longer than my honey bunny dual-stimulating vibrator with rotating pleasure pearls. Janet puts a file away, then comes and stands by my desk. I adjust my glasses and see that Janet is rather flushed. Are you okay, Janet? You look hot, I ask, concerned, but really knowing. Yes, I'm fine, Mrs. Alltits. I just find it a bit warm in the office today. Has the heating been turned up? Janet answers in a voice which is still panting. I say gravely, No, Janet, the central heating is fine. It's at its usual temperature. Oh, it must be just me then, says Janet. I try hard not to smirk at her, knowing the real reason why my receptionist has a red face. Charlie the perverted wanker has an appointment with you at 1:30. I just checked the appointments diary, Janet informs me. No, he doesn't. The filthy knobhead has phoned to cancel his appointment, I tell Janet grumpily. Naturally, I am delighted that Nurse Boobalicious is going to get the treat of a lifetime fucking the hell out of Charlie's big wanger. I just feel concerned in case she misses any finer points of his dick. I mean, case history. Oh, so why can't the perverted wanker come for his appointment? Janet asks, obviously anxious herself for the welfare of that fucking bastard. The horny cunt had some porn delivered this morning, and he had to go to hospital with a severe case of wanker's cramp, I explain. Oh, the poor little shit, Janet sympathises. She is an intelligent girl, and she adds, I suppose the nurse has a big fucking pair of jugs. You bet your juicy... Oh, yes, he has managed to get himself into the tits, I mean hands, of Bertha Boobalicious, I answer. A reverential look crosses Janet's face. Janet is an E-cup herself, and so she understands all about the management of big boobies. She and I often have a cosy chat over a cup of tea about how disgustingly enormous Bertha's big fun bags are. I ask Janet to put a couple of files into the filing cabinet, and Janet takes them from me, then walks over to the cabinet. I'm concentrating hard on her arse, so as to enjoy it to the full when her skirt rides up, and not listening very carefully. The top drawers are full, Janet says, but unfortunately all I can think about is how full her drawers are of arse cheek, and how wet with cunt juice. I'm going to have to use the bottom drawer, says my receptionist, which makes me think about her bottom. Janet opens the bottom drawer. Oh, shit! No, Janet, not the bottom drawer, I shout as I realise what she's doing. Oh, fucking hell, I think. So, what do we have here, then? Janet gasps. She pulls some magazines from the bottom drawer of the filing cabinet. My, my, my! Dirty porn magazines in the bottom drawer, Janet says. Oh, no, no, they are Charlie the Wanking Assholes magazines, Janet, I answer, totally embarrassed at the situation. I asked the filthy cunt to bring some porn magazines in so I could see the full extent to his porn problem. No, I don't think so, Mrs. Alltits, Janet says suavely. That fucking slag is way too smart. I should have thought about it when I saw she had scored so many high marks, on her secretarial course. I don't think that wanking tosser would be looking at magazines called Cock Happy and Cock Sure. In any case, that fucking wanker likes women with huge tits, and I don't see any big knockers in these magazines, Janet says. No, I don't believe this secret stash of porn magazines belong to a cock-wanking wanker. But I do believe this filthy porn stash belongs to a cunt-rubbing wanker not a million miles away from here, says my receptionist slyly. Janet, really, please, I say, utterly shocked at how crude and forward my receptionist is being towards me. Janet flicks through the pages slowly. Big, fat, long, juicy cocks, huge, spunking cocks, and big, bulging bollocks. Fucking hell, these are some enormous fucking pricks, says Janet in disbelief. Then Janet goes back to the bottom drawer and puts those magazines away and pulls a few more out. So someone likes a nice juicy muff then, Lucy? Asks Janet as she starts to flick through a few lesbian porn magazines. Wow! Juicy, wet, fucking cunts, cunt-licking whores, huge fucking tits, tit-sucking sluts, open wet cunt holes, Janet says again in disbelief. Bloody hell, Lucy, look at the pussy lips on this whore, says Janet, holding open the magazine to show a philanthropic woman with her legs spread wide, generously sharing a good view of her juiced-up cunt. She has cunt lips like a couple of pork chops, Janet says in total shock. I bet she's had plenty of hard cocks shoved up between those meaty fanny lips, continues my filthy receptionist. I haven't heard Janet talk in this way before, and this is shocking me. Janet, those magazines are just research material, I say, fanning myself some more with the pictures of my client's cock. Don't you have any work to be getting on with? I ask, as I again adjust my sexy glasses and give her a stern look to assert my authority and position. My receptionist puts those lesbian magazines back in the bottom drawer. I may be imagining it, but I could swear she waggles her ass cheeks at me when she does this. She heads out of my office, giving me a devilish look over her shoulder as she closes the door behind her. I continue to finish off some paperwork. 1 hour and 10 minutes later, and I'm finally done. I go to my office door and peer out. The waiting room is empty, and Janet is not at the reception desk. She must be having her afternoon tea break. Either that, or she's finger-fucking her horny cunt in the ladies' toilet again, the dirty slut. Well, today has been a day of fucking revelations. I go over to my filing cabinet and pull out a few of those lesbian magazines to check that Janet has not creased any of the pictures. I take them back to my desk and begin to flick through the pages, carefully checking all those wet twats and big tits. Fuck it! Nobody is about. I'm going to stick my fingers up my cunt, I mutter. What with that lazy fucking bastard Charlie cancelling on me and hearing Janet fingering herself in the toilets, I'm getting really fucking hot and horny. I open the magazines and place them on my desk so I can see the filthy fucking pictures at a good angle for research purposes. Then I sit back in my leather chair, spread my legs wide and put my feet up on my desk. I believe in hands-on research myself. I undo my top to get my enormous motherfucking tits out. These big fuckers are going to get a real good fucking groping. My nipples are already erect and are sticking out like acorns. I run my hand up my skirt towards my already soaking wet twat. Fucking hell, I'm feeling as horny as fuck. I'm in desperate need to get myself off. Pulling my saturated red and black panties to one side, I give my clit a good rubbing. I can feel my creamy cunt juices running out of my hungry fuckhole onto my leather chair. I squeeze the fuck out of my big knockers as I plunge 3 fingers up into my gaping cunt. Oh, shit! Oh, fucking shit, I scream. That feels so fucking good! I frantically finger my cunt. My huge tits are bouncing around like they have a life of their own. These filthy pictures are making my snatch really cream up. I take my fingers from my cunt and take them in my mouth. Oh, fuck, My twat tastes so fucking good as I lick my fingers clean. Then I plunge them back up into my cunt again. I get so carried away that I forget that I'm in my office and anyone could just walk in and catch me wanking my cunt. I'm that far gone that I don't give a shit. I'm that excited that all I want to do is finger my sopping wet hole. Jesus Christ, this feels so fucking good. I fucking love it. Oh, shit, fucking hell, I scream as I picture to myself some huge cock fucking me and a creamy wet cunt I could lick at the same time. Then my office door swings open and Janet walks in. Oh, fucking shit, I say, taking my fingers out of my cunt. I quickly take my feet off of my desk and sit up straight. I struggle to get my massive tits back into my top. Fucking hell, Mrs. Alltits, have I just caught you wanking yourself off? Janet shouts in shock, dumbstruck at what she has just caught me doing. I quickly pick up a pen. No, I am just finishing off some paperwork, I reply as I try to compose myself and wipe the cunt juice surreptitiously off my fingers before it runs all over my client's notes. Janet walks across and looks at the open porn magazines on my desk. Yes, I can see just what kind of paperwork you are catching up on, my receptionist says. I don't know what to say, as I'm still flustered at being caught with my fingers up my fucking cunt. My twat is still throbbing with lust and also leaking fuckhole juice. My big tits are rising and falling in my very low-cut top as I pant to get my breath back. I tell Janet that she is mistaken with what she saw. Oh, no, I caught you red-handed, the smug cow replies. She seductively licks her pouting full mouth, running her tongue slowly over the rich red lipstick lips, as if she knows very well what an effect that has on people. Janet walks slowly behind my desk and behind my leather chair. My receptionist then puts her hands on my shoulders and gives them a gentle rub. Now then, Lucy, we have been developing a very good working relationship, says Janet, in a soft, soothing tone. Maybe it's time we had some boss receptionist downtime together. I can't believe my ears. My receptionist is not only a dirty finger-fucking wanking slut, she is either a bonking bisexual or a lusty lesbian and is about to assist me in ways which were not part of the job description when she applied. Already the soothing pressure of her fingers on my shoulders is making me realize I was seriously remiss in not putting these skills down as essential when I first advertised for a receptionist. I begin to relax under the massage that my receptionist is giving me. I rest my head back on my chair as I let Janet work the stress out of my neck and shoulders. As I loll my head back, looking up at Janet, I see her looking straight at my deep cleavage, completely mesmerized at the sheer size of my enormous tits. Holy fucking fuck! Can it be that my receptionist was wanking off in the ladies' toilets to thoughts of my boobs rather than my client's cocks? To think that I was naive enough to believe her when she said she kept her fingernails short because she was going for the fastest finger typist in Britain award. My horny receptionist certainly has a good view looking down my top at my heaving knockers. I am getting that familiar warm itchy feeling between my legs again. Janet expertly eases the tension from my shoulders. Then she lightly kisses my neck. Oh, fuck, Janet, that is going to get me fucking going, I whimper with excitement as she works her hands on me. Janet slowly reaches down and lightly rubs my fucking boobs. The light rubbing quickly turns to a good squeezing, then just full-on groping of my large jugs. I've wanted to get my hands on these huge fucking tits ever since I started working here, Janet confesses. Oh, God, Janet, just squeeze those huge fuckers. Please just grope the fuck out of them. I just love having my huge tits mauled, I shout to my worked-up receptionist. Janet squeezes my big knockers together, really getting her fingers going on the colossal size of my fucking tits. I want to suck these massive bastards all fucking night long, she says in my ear. Janet is obviously getting very horny, judging by the way she is handling my huge tits. She is desperately groping them like her life depends on it. I spread my stocking-clad legs and reach down to stuff my fingers back up into my juicy wet cunt again. I want to lick out your cunt, Lucy, announces Janet. Oh, Janet, fuck yeah, I'm feeling so fucking randy, I say, writhing in my leather chair. Janet then stands up and takes me by the hand over to the couch that I use for my patients. As we walk over to the couch, we discard our clothes until we are both wearing only the slutty high heels necessary in our profession, stockings and suspenders and fuck all else. Although I do still have my glasses on. What will Mrs. Alltits and Janet be doing on that couch? Like your fertile imagination can't already supply the answer, you dirty fucking pervert. All will be revealed. Well, anything that hasn't already been revealed in the final depraved instalment of Big Tits Sex Therapist Gets a Warm Reception.